Welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick was senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, the day after a tough overtime loss in Houston. The big breaking news today out of Mike Mularkey's press conference, though, there is a change at quarterback going forward, and it's Chad Henne now.
Yeah, it's obviously huge news, and I think the biggest news is that Mike Mularkey, when he made the announcement, said, look, this was performance-based. Blaine Gabbert does have the injury, but even if that wasn't the case, Chad Henne would be the starter, and that means it's a seismic change.
Henne, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He was the first quarterback off the bench to have those stats since 1987 when Steve Young did it for the 49ers. Okay, for Henne going forward now, I mean, he's been in the league for a while. How does he handle this move?
Well, I think he'll handle it fine. He started, I think, 31 games for Miami the last 2 or 3 years. He's been here before. He's had his ups and downs in Miami. He clearly came here for a start. He wanted to help Blaine. He wanted to push. He wanted to compete. But there's always the knowledge that a guy who has started in the league wants to start again. Clearly, Mike Mularkey believes he's earned that opportunity.
Now, on the other side, for Blaine Gabbert, who was a first-round pick, what does this mean for Blaine going forward and even in his future here in Jacksonville?
I think Blaine will handle it well because so far he's handled most things well here. But when you make a decision like this at the quarterback position, historically, when a first-round pick starts and then is no longer the starter for that team, it usually means a long-term change going forward. You never say never in the NFL. Injuries can happen. Performance can happen the other way. But like I said, historically speaking, this usually means a long-term change.
Okay, let's move quickly back to the game as a whole yesterday. I mean, obviously, Henne had a pretty solid day statistically in terms of yardage, 4 touchdowns. But a lot of the yardage was from the wide receivers, yards after catch. The receivers had a huge day, and certainly Blackman.
Well, anytime you make a decision like this, it's never a black and white thing. It's always gray. An argument could certainly be made that if Blaine had been in that game and the receivers had made these plays for him, he may have had the monster game, and then you're talking about a performance issue based on that. So that's why, you know, I'm sure when Mike Mularkey made this decision, he didn't wake up today and went, all right, Chad's a start. I mean, there was a lot of thought that went into it, and that's what makes any decision like this so difficult.
Have you seen a decision this quickly after a game?
Personally, I haven't, but I've covered teams with pretty steady quarterback situations. This was certainly quick, but it was also clear that they wanted to get something said and make sure that it was decided so Chad could move forward as a starter, and he can now have that week and that time to prepare this week.
One more note from the press conference today, Maurice Jones-Drew. He wouldn't call him out. He said very questionable for the game on Sunday and got to find a running game, too, somewhere.
Well, and he also said that Jalen Parmalee will remain the starter as long as Maurice is out. And I thought Jalen Parmalee yesterday at times ran hard between the tackles, got him some yards, put him in some good down and distance. So he certainly deserves that chance to go in and keep being the guy until Maurice gets back.
This is about the biggest day we've had all year, I think.
It is a big day. And unfortunately, the fedora state. It looked like a long time yesterday we were going to have a chance to have the burning ceremony. But so far, we're stuck with it, as you might say.
Maybe we'll celebrate Thanksgiving with a W and a burning ceremony, right?
Put the turkey on the put the fedora on the turkey, if you will.
I like the idea. John, thanks a lot. That's it for Inside the Jaguars. Off day Tuesday. Back at practice Wednesday on Inside the Jaguars.